This is Interlochen Public Radio. Last November, almost half the schools in Michigan were not successful at getting voters to approve their bond proposals. That included Kalkaska, Traverse City, and Elk Rapids, all of which lost by a narrow margin. Elk Rapids is back with the exact same proposal on next week's ballot. Sarah Hoover reports.
Rebecca Maroff is excited to get a new gymnasium. She's with her dad at the Elk Rapids High School boys basketball game. The seventh grader thinks the district needs another gym.
Because some nights I have to stay up really late doing my homework and I don't get enough gym time and things like that. So,
the current gym is more than 40 years old. The proposed gym would not replace it, but be an additional one. Rebecca's dad, Lynn Maroff, says as a parent and youth basketball coach, he sees the need firsthand.
All my daughters, because of lack of gym room, they get home late and they have to schedule late practices and they're up very late at night doing homework. So it creates a lot of conflict in the community, boys competing against the girls and other sports competing against other sports. And it's way overdue. The facilities are old. They're some of the oldest in the district.
A slim majority rejected the proposal in November. Amy Grishak's children went to Elk Rapids schools, and her granddaughter currently attends. But she isn't sure about everything in the proposal.
My only thought was maybe they're going for too much. I think it's a big thing to hit people with. And if they could maybe taper it down and just get the really essentials that we have to have, not the things that we want to have, you know, because there's always something we want.
The school is asking for $10.9 million over 20 years for a new gym, security systems, and other athletic upgrades. Grishak is undecided and thinks the increase could be a hardship on some.
Our income isn't that bad, and it wouldn't up our taxes that much, but I'm just thinking of other people with children, and if their jobs are being cut back, gas prices keep going up, groceries go up, I don't know if they're ready for another millage increase that much.
The district currently has one of the lowest millages in the area. Elk Rapids Public Schools Superintendent Steve Preisel acknowledges any tax increase will be questioned.
It's no secret our economy has hit families and hit people hard, and so any increase in tax, you know, is going to be scrutinized, which it should be. You know, and I'm proud of our community for scrutinizing, you know, what's on our ballot at this point for the second time.
He expects a different result at the polls this time.
We feel confident going into this. We felt confident last time, though, however.
Alanson and Manton school districts will also have new measures on the ballot. Voters will decide on Tuesday, February 25th. For IPR News, I'm Sarah Hoover.